Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams and with me is Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Counting trends for all 543 Lok Sabha seats show NDA leading in 292 seats and India Bloc in 231 seats. Candidates leading include Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Piyush Goyal, Jyotiraditya Scindia, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma, SP leader Akhilesh Yadav. Leaders trailing include Union Ministers Smriti Irani, L. Murugan and V. Muralidharan of BJP, Omar Abdullah of JKNC and Mehbooba Mufti Sayed of PDP. In assembly elections, TDP sweeping Andhra Pradesh while BJP takes comfortable lead in Odisha. And Sensex crashes by over 4,000 points in afternoon trade. Nifty plunges over 1,200 points in highly volatile trade.
The counting of votes is underway for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Counting is also taking place for the assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and for the by-elections to 25 assembly constituencies. As per the latest trends for the Lok Sabha elections, the BJP-led NDA is set to return to power as it leads in over 292 seats. However, opposition's INDIA bloc is putting up a tough fight. Trends available for 542 out of 543 seats show that NDA is leading in 292, while INDIA bloc is ahead in 231 seats, while others are ahead in 18 seats. The BJP has already won the Surat seat in Gujarat uncontested. The party alone is leading in 25 seats and Congress is ahead in one. Prominent candidates who are leading include Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Union Ministers Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, Nitin Gadkari from Nagpur, Jyotiraditya Scindia from Guna and Piyush Goyal from Mumbai North, and BJP leader Shivraj Singh Chauhan from Vidisha and Faggan Singh Kulaste from Mandla ST seat. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Rai Bareli, Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav from Kannauj and Samajwadi Party leader Dimple Yadav from Mainpuri are leading. Prominent candidates who are trailing include BJP leaders and Union Ministers Smriti Irani from Amethi, L. Murugan in Nilgiris and V. Muralidharan in Attingal seat. BJP leader Dr. Tamilisai Sundararajan from Chennai South seat, National Conference candidate Omar Abdullah from Baramulla and Shatrughan Sinha of the TMC from Asansol. In Uttar Pradesh, out of the 80 seats, the BJP is leading from 35 seats, Samajwadi Party 34 seats, Congress Party 7 seats, Rashtriya Lok Dal 2 seats, Azad Samaj Party Kanshiram ASPKR and Apna Dal Sonilal on 1 seat each. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is leading from Varanasi seat. BJP leaders Rajnath Singh from Lucknow, Dr. Mahesh Sharma from Gautam Budh Nagar, Hema Malini from Mathura and Ravi Kishan from Gorakhpur are leading. However, BJP leader Smriti Irani is trailing from Amethi against Congress's KL Sharma. Samajwadi Party leaders Akhilesh Yadav from Kannauj, Dimple Yadav from Mainpuri are leading. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Rai Bareli, Imran Masood from Saharanpur, Apna Dal Sonilal leader Anupriya Patel from Mirzapur and ASPKR leader Chandrasekhar from Nagina are leading. Now let's go live to our correspondents across the country to get the latest updates. First, we go to our Lucknow correspondent Sushil Chandra Tiwari for the latest updates. Sushil, what is the latest position of counting and who all are leading as of now?
Well, as you have told the listeners that Samajwadi Party is leading currently in Uttar Pradesh, it's a big setback for BJP who was banking heavily on this most politically crucial state of the country. They were claiming that they are going to get 80 seats, if not less than anything, then now they are restricted to 33. They are leading only on 33. And Indian National Congress, the Congress is leading on 7 seats. Rahul Gandhi is leading with a margin of more than 2 lakh votes, while Prime Minister is ahead with his rival candidate with more than 1 lakh votes. Rahul, on the other hand, Amethi, a very crucial seat from where Smriti Irani was contesting, she is trailing by a margin of more than 60,000 votes. Some results are unprecedented for BJP, like 7 ministers of the present government are trailing. So it's a big setback. Even the Anupriya Patel, the union minister, was trailing a few hours behind back, but now she's leading with a very, very wafer-thin margin.
Thank you, Sushil, for the update. In Delhi, the BJP is leading in all 7 constituencies. BJP candidates Manoj Tiwari, Bansuri Swaraj, Kamaljeet Sehrawat, Praveen Khandelwal, Ramveer Singh Bhidori, Yogendra Chandolia and Harsh Malhotra are leading in their constituencies. Moving on to our correspondent in the national capital, Anupam, who is present at the BJP headquarters. Anupam, what is the mood of the BJP workers and how are they taking the election results so far?
Yes, Naresh, we are now at BJP headquarters in New Delhi. There is enthusiasm among party workers as well as leaders. As the picture is not clear yet, they are hoping to form government at the center for the third consecutive time. Although BJP-led NDA has crossed the magic mark in trends, but they are hoping for a clean majority to form the government. Naresh, I would like to tell our listeners that BJP had contested on 441 seats. If we talk about the party's performance in Odisha and Andhra Pradesh, it is in a position to form the government in the state. As per Election Commission, BJP has won 2 seats and leading in 236 seats. The result of party in Uttar Pradesh has been somewhat disappointing as its performance is not up to mark like 2014 and 2019. Naresh.
Thank you, Anupam, for the update. News just in, the first result for the Lok Sabha election has gone in favour of the BJP. Party candidate Manju Sharma defeated her nearest Congress rival by a margin of over 3 lakh votes in Jaipur. Let's move on to our other correspondent present at Congress Party headquarters, Bhupendra Singh. Bhupendra, what is the scene at the Congress headquarters in New Delhi?
Yeah, Naresh, right now I am present at the Congress Party headquarters. This time the scene here is quite different from the counting day of 2014 and 2019. If we talk about the last 2 general elections, there used to be a silence in the Congress office by this time. But today the scene here is completely different. This time Congress is performing much better than last 2 general elections. As per the latest trend, Congress is leading on 99 seats. These encouraging results have filled the hearts of party workers with enthusiasm and they are looking quite excited. Party workers are dancing here and they have started beating the drums. They are also hoisting the party flag and are distributing sweets. At present, Salman Khurshid, Ragini Nayak, Jairam Ramesh, Pawan Kheda are present in the Congress headquarters. These leaders believe that as trends convert in result, Congress seats will increase further. Big screens have been installed here for the workers to watch the result and there is a huge gathering of media. Back to you.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for the update. Moving on to Punjab, out of all 13 seats there, Congress is leading from 7 seats, Aam Aadmi Party in 3, Shiromani Akali Dal in 1 and Independence in 2 seats. In Haryana, trends are available for all 10 seats. The BJP is leading in 4 seats and Congress in 6 seats. In the lone Lok Sabha seat in Chandigarh, Congress candidate Manish Tiwari is leading over the BJP candidate Sanjay Tandon. Out of a total of 6 seats in Jammu and Kashmir, the BJP is leading in 2 seats, National Conference in 2 and Independence in 1 seat. National Conference candidate and former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah is trailing behind the independent candidate Engineer Sheikh Rashid in Baramulla Lok Sabha seat. BJP candidate and Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh is leading in Udhampur parliamentary seat. PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti is trailing behind the National Conference candidate Mia Altaf Ahmed in Anantnag Rajouri constituency. In the lone parliamentary seat in Ladakh, independent candidate Haji Hanifa is leading. BJP candidate from the seat is Tashi Galson, while Congress has filed Sering Namgyal. In Himachal Pradesh, the BJP is leading in all the 4 constituencies of the state. BJP candidate and Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur is leading in Hamirpur Lok Sabha seat, while the BJP candidate and actor Kangana Ranaut is leading in Mandi seat over her rival and Congress candidate Vikramaditya Singh. In Uttarakhand, the BJP is leading in all 5 seats. The BJP leaders Anil Baloni from Garhwal and Trivendra Singh Rawat from Haridwar are leading. In Rajasthan, out of the 25 seats, BJP is leading in 14 seats, Congress in 8 seats, CPIM in 1 seat, Rashtriya Lok Tantrik Party and Bharat Adivasi Party in 1 seat each. BJP candidates Om Birla from Kota, Arjun Ram Meghwal from Bikaner, Manju Sharma from Jaipur, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat from Jodhpur and Lumba Ram from Jalore are leading. Congress candidate Brijendra Singh Ola from Jhunjhunu is leading. Rashtriya Lok Tantrik Party leader Hanuman Beniwal from Nagaur is leading. In Gujarat, the BJP is leading in 25 seats, while the Congress is leading in one seat. Among prominent candidates, senior BJP leader Amit Shah in Gandhinagar, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia in Porbandar, Purushottam Bhai Rupala in Rajkot, Hasmukh Bhai Patel in Ahmedabad East, C.R. Patil in Navsari, and Dr. Hemang Joshi in Vadodara are leading, while Congress leader Chandanji Talaji Thakur in Patan is leading. BJP candidate Mukesh Kumar Chandrakant Dalal was already declared as uncontested winner from Surat seat. In Maharashtra, trends are available for 48 seats. BJP is leading in 11 seats. Shiv Sena is ahead in 5 seats and NCP in 1 seat. Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray is leading in 11 seats. Congress is leading in 11 seats and NCP Sharad Pawar is leading in 8 seats. Among prominent candidates, BJP leaders Nitin Gadkari in Nagpur, Piyush Goyal in Mumbai North and Ujjwal Nikam in Mumbai North Central are leading, while Shiv Sena leaders Dr. Srikant Eknath Shinde in Kalyan and Jadhav Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao in Buldhana are leading. Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray leaders Sanjay Dina Patil in Mumbai Northeast and Arvind Ganpat Sawant in Mumbai South and Congress leader Chhatrapati Shahu Shahji in Kolhapur are leading. NCP Sharad Pawar leaders Dr. Amol Ram Singh Kohle in Shirur and Shashikant Jaywant Rao Shinde in Satara seat are leading. NCP candidate Tatkare Sunil Dattatre is head in Raigarh seat. In Goa, BJP leader Shripad Yesso Naik in North Goa and Congress leader Captain Viriato Fernandez in South Goa are leading. In Madhya Pradesh, the BJP is leading in all 29 seats. Among prominent candidates who are ahead include senior BJP leader Shivraj Singh Chauhan in Vidisha, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya in Guna, Bharat Singh Khushwa in Gwalior, Janardhan Mishra in Rewa, Faggan Singh Kuliste in Mandla ST, Mrs. Himadri Singh in Shahdol ST and Anil Firozia in Ujjain SC. In Madhya Pradesh, none of the above nota has created a new record in Indore in the Lok Sabha election results. For the first time in the electoral history of the country, nota has received so many votes. According to information so far, nota has received 1,55,000 votes. At the same time, BJP candidate Shankar Lalwani from Indore is going to create a new record by winning about 7 lakh votes. So far, the record of the highest nota in the country is in the name of Gopal Ganj and Bihar. In the 2019 elections, nota had registered 51,660 votes. In the polling held in Indore on May 13, out of a total of 25,27,000 voters, 61.7.5% people voted. A total of 14 candidates are in the fray for this seat. In Chhattisgarh, the BJP is leading in 10 seats while Congress is leading in 1 seat. Among the prominent candidates, BJP leaders Brijmohan Agrawal in Raipur, Vijay Baghel in Durg, Roop Kumari Chaudhary in Mahasamand, Mahesh Kashyap in Bastar ST and Congress leader Jyotsna Charandas Mahant are leading in Korba.
Well, we have the latest trends available for all 543 Lok Sabha seats. NDA bagged 2 seats and is leading in 291. India Bloc ahead in 231, others in 18. The party-wise trends, BJP won in 2 seats and leading in 239. Congress is ahead in 98, TDP in 16, Shiv Sena 5, JDU 2, LJPRV 5, Samajwadi Party 37, All India Trinamool Congress 31, DMK 21, Shiv Sena UBT 11, NCP SP 6, CPM 4, AAP 3, CPI 2, RJD 3. Moving on, in Odisha, BJP is leading in 18 seats, Biju Janata Dal BJD 2 seats and Congress in 1 seat. BJP's Dharmendra Pradhan, Rualorum, Sambit Patra, Pratap Chandra Sharangi are leading. In Jharkhand, BJP is leading in 8 seats, Congress in 3 seats, JMM in 2 seats and AJSU in 1 seat. Annapurna Devi, Sita Soren and Nishikant Dubey of the BJP are leading, while Geeta Koda and Arjun Munda of BJP are trailing. Kalpana Soren of JMM is leading in Gande Assembly bypolls. In West Bengal, TMC is leading in 30 seats, BJP in 10 seats, Congress in 2 seats. Shantanu Thakur of BJP, MTMCs Shatrughan Sinha, Saugata Roy, Yusuf Pathan and Sudip Bandyopadhyay are leading. In Telangana, out of 17 Lok Sabha constituencies, BJP is leading in 8 seats, Congress is leading in 8 seats, and AIMIM on 1 seat. AIMIM President Asaduddin Owaisi is leading from Hyderabad constituency against Madhvi Latha Kompela of BJP. Union Minister and BJP candidate G. Kishan Reddy is leading in Secunderabad constituency. Our Hyderabad correspondent Lakshmi now joins us. Lakshmi, which are the constituencies likely to face tough fights in this state this time?
Well, sir, very good afternoon. Most of the BJP candidates are leading with huge majorities in their respective constituencies in Telangana. As expected, Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy is leading by about 60,000 votes majority by the end of 10th round over his immediate Congress rival Danam Nagender. While Bandi Sanjay Kumar is leading by over 1,25,000 votes in Karim Nagar. Another sitting MP, Arvind Dharmapuri of BJP, is leading by over 60,000 votes in Nizamabad. And Konda Visveswaraswamy of the BJP is also leading in Chevella by about 1,00,000 votes majority over his immediate Congress rival and former MP Ranjit Reddy. Ethel Rajender of BJP is also leading by 1,90,000 votes in Malkadgiri, while BJP Vice President D.K. Aruna is leading by about 20,000 votes in Mehboob Nagar. Congress candidate in Nalgonda, Raghuveer Reddy, is in leading with over 5,00,000 votes, and the party candidate Raghuram Reddy in Khammam is leading by over 3,00,000 votes in Khammam. Asaduddin Owaisi is also leading by over 80,000 votes in Hyderabad. It seems in majority seats, shifting of traditional vote bank took place after the assembly elections held last year in Telangana, and both the Congress and BJP have shared these shifted votes. Valsa.
Right, Lakshmi, thanks a lot for those detailed updates. Moving on to Tamil Nadu, out of 39 Lok Sabha constituencies, DMK is leading in 21 seats, Congress is leading in 8 seats, VCK is leading in 2 seats, others in 8. State BJP Chief K. Annamalai is trailing in Coimbatore constituency. Union Minister L. Murugan is trailing in Nilgiri's constituency. Former State BJP Chief Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan is trailing in Chennai South seat. DMK Women's Wing leader Kanimori is leading in Thoothukudi seat. Dayanidhi Maran of DMK is leading from Chennai Central. Karthi P. Chidambaram is leading from Sivaganga parliamentary constituency. And now we have our Chennai correspondent, Joy, with us on phone for updates on Tamil Nadu. Joy, how is the counting progressing?
The counting is progressing smoothly, Valsa. In Tamil Nadu, it seems to be a clear verdict to the DMK Congress combined. Out of the 39 constituencies, 38 have gone to DMK Congress combined. And in most of the constituencies, the difference is from 50,000 to 1,00,000 votes. In Dharmapuri constituency, Soumya Anbumani, wife of former Union Minister Anbumani Ramdas, is on the lead. She was leading by more than 10,000 votes, but now the voting margin, the difference is less than 10,000 and it has come up to 7,162. So in this election, with AIADMK opting to contest separately with the DMDK and the BJP going it alone, it has created a difference. But then the controlling factor is that BJP has scored a higher percent of vote share in most of the constituencies and they are in the runner-up seats.
Right, Joy, thank you for the updates. In Kerala, out of 20 Lok Sabha constituencies, Congress is leading in 13 seats, CPIM is leading in 1 seat, IUML is leading in 2, BJP and others are leading in 2 seats each. BJP leader Rajiv Chandrasekhar is trailing in Thiruvananthapuram constituency. Congress leader Shashi Tharoor is leading in this seat. Congress leader and sitting MP Rahul Gandhi is leading in Wayanad. BJP leader V. Muralidharan is trailing in Nattingal seat. Film actor Suresh Gopi is leading in Thrissur. In Puducherry parliamentary constituency, V. Vethilingam of Congress is leading. A. Namasivayam of BJP is trailing on this seat. In Karnataka, out of 28 Lok Sabha constituencies, BJP is leading in 16 seats. JDS is leading in 2. Congress is leading in 10 and others nil. BJP candidate Jagdish Shettar is leading in Belgaum constituency. Former Chief Minister Basavaraj Bommai is leading in Haveri seat. BJP leader Tejaswi Surya is leading from Bangalore South constituency. H.D. Kumaraswamy of JDS is leading from Mandya seat in Hassan. Prajwal Revanna of JDS is trailing. Shobha Karandlaje of BJP is leading from Bangalore North Lok Sabha seat. And now we have our Karnataka correspondent Sudhindra, who has joined us on phone for some updates. And tell us, Sudhindra, how is the counting progressing in the state?
Well, as of now, the BJP is leading in 16 seats, Congress in 10, and JDS in 2 seats. As you already mentioned, from BJP, Prahlad Joshi, Tejaswi Surya, Jagdish Shettar, most of the prominent candidates they are leading, and from Congress, Ishwar Khandre, you know, the state minister, his son, Sagar Khandre, is leading, and Mallikarjun Kharge's son-in-law, Radhakrishna Dodmani, is leading, then former IAS officer, G. Kumar Naik, is also leading. So these are some prominent Congress candidates. And Congress is usually, is seen leading in Kalyan Karnataka region, and BJP in Kittur Karnataka and Old Mysore region and Coastal Karnataka region. And JDS, H.T. Kumaraswamy from Mandya, and another JDS candidate from Kolar, Malesh Babu, they are both leading.
Right, Sudhindra, thank you for those details. On to Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls. Trends are available for 173 seats out of a total of 175 seats. Telugu Desam Party is leading in 127, YSRCP in 22, Janasena Party in 17, BJP is leading in 7 seats. Telugu Desam Party Chief and former Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu is leading in Kuppam Assembly constituency. YSRCP candidate and Chief Minister YS Jagan Mohan Reddy is leading in Puliwendula Assembly seat. In Bihar, BJP is leading in 11 seats, JDU in 14 seats, RJD 5 seats, Hindustani Awam Morcha 1 seat, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas 5 seats, Congress 1 seat, CPI 1 seat and CPI ML 2 seats. Giriraj Singh, Rajiv Pratap Rudi, Radha Mohan Singh, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP, Lovely Anandan, Rajiv Ranjan Singh of JDU, Jitan Ram Manjhi of Hindustan Awam Morcha and Chirag Paswan of LJP, Ram Vilas Paswan are leading, while Rohini Acharya of RJD, Upendra Kushwaha of RLM and Ram Kripal Yadav and RK Singh of BJP are trailing. In Assam, trends are available for all 14 Lok Sabha seats. BJP is leading in 8 seats, Congress in 4 and Ahom Gana Parishad and United People's Party Liberal in 1 seat each. BJP candidate and Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal is leading in Dibrugarh. In Tripura, BJP is leading in both the seats. BJP candidate and former Chief Minister Biplab Kumar Deb is leading in Tripura West parliamentary seat. In Arunachal Pradesh, BJP is leading in both the seats. BJP candidate and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju is leading in West Arunachal parliamentary constituency, while Tapir Gao is leading in Arunachal East. In Manipur, Congress is leading in both the seats. In the lone seat in Mizoram, Zoram People's Movement ZPM is leading. In Nagaland, Congress is leading in the lone parliamentary seat. In Meghalaya, Congress and Voice of the People Party, VOTPP, are leading in one seat each. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM candidate Indra Hang Subba is leading in the lone Sikkim Lok Sabha seat. In the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, BJP candidate Vishnu Padar Roy is leading in the lone parliamentary seat. BJP candidate Kalaben Delkar is leading in Dadra and Nagar Haveli constituency, while independent candidate Umesh Bhai Babu Bhai Patel is leading in Daman and Diu Lok Sabha seat. In Andhra Pradesh, out of 25 Lok Sabha constituencies, trends are available for all 25 seats. Early trends available for Lok Sabha elections show TDP leading in 16 seats, BJP leading in 3, YSRCP leading in 4 seats and others in 2. State BJP Chief and former Union Minister D. Purandeshwari is leading in Rajahmundry constituency. Andhra Pradesh Congress President
Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has expressed confidence that the BJP-led NDA will retain power. Mr. Thakur said the BJP will definitely emerge victorious after completion of all rounds of counting and will form the government for the third consecutive term.
हर बार हिमाचल ने 100% रिजल्ट दिया है, इस बार भी हिमाचल ने 100% रिजल्ट दिया है। निश्चित तौर पर देश भर में एनडीए लीड कर रहा है और मुझे पूर्ण विश्वास है कि जब शाम तक पूरे नतीजे आएंगे, स्थिति स्पष्ट होगी, भारतीय जनता पार्टी एनडीए फिर एक बार तीसरी बार मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में सरकार बनाएगा, क्योंकि देश को स्थिर और निरंतर सरकार चाहिए, एक ईमानदार दमदार नेता चाहिए।
Congress leader Ragini Nayak has said that the India bloc will emerge victorious and will win more seats. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Ragini Nayak said the NDA will be unable to cross the 272-seat mark required to form the government.
राहुल गांधी जी ने जो किया वो मुझे लगता है भूतों न भविष्यति है। उन्होंने 4000 किलोमीटर पैदल चलकर कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी को जोड़ा और कहीं न कहीं जनता के हर समस्या हर मसले को उन्होंने समझा और उसका निवारण पाने के लिए जो भी हो सकता था उसको हमारे मैनिफेस्टो यानी कि न्यायपत्र का हिस्सा बनाया। और यही कारण है कि जनता को लगा कि अगर इंडिया गठबंधन की सरकार बनती है तो महालक्ष्मी योजना से नारी न्याय मिलेगा, भर्ती भरोसा से नौजवानों को रोजगार मिलेगा, हिस्सेदारी न्याय से दलित अल्पसंख्यक हुए लोगों को उनका अधिकार मिलेगा। तो ये अधिकारों पर आधारित राजनीति इंडिया अलायंस ने की।
Well, in Odisha, assembly polls out of a total of 147 seats, trends are available for 144 seats. BJP is leading in 76 seats, ruling Biju Janata Dal is leading in 53, and Congress in 12, Independents in 2, and CPI-M in 1 seat. BJD President and Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik is leading in Hinjali Assembly constituency. General elections were held from the 19th of April to the 1st of this month in 7 phases to elect all 543 members of the Lok Sabha, with BJP winning the Surat seat uncontested. Assembly elections to Andhra Pradesh and Odisha were also held during this period. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party BJP is seeking a third straight term in office, while the Congress Party-led opposition bloc India is hoping to upstage them. Akashvani News is providing real-time updates of the Lok Sabha poll results as well as assembly elections.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Moving on to some other news, a highly volatile trade was witnessed in the stock market, with the benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty tumbling over 5%. Sensex was trading 4,088 points, or 5.35% lower, to trade at 72,380 points. Nifty was trading 1,269 points, or 5.46% down, at 21,994.5 points when reports last came in. In some sports news, in Indonesian Open Badminton, ace Indian shuttlers are scheduled to kickstart their campaign in Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, today. Top Indian players like Lakshya Sen, H.S. Pranoy, Kidambi Srikanth, Priyanshu Rajawat and Kiran George will be in action in the men's singles.
Well, the trends available for all 543 Lok Sabha seats so far show NDA won 2 seats and is leading in 294, India bloc bagged 1 seat and is ahead in 227, others in 18. Party-wise trends, BJP won in 2 seats and leading in 240. Congress secured 1 seat and is ahead in 98. Samajwadi Party 36, All India Trinamool Congress 29, DMK 21, TDP 16, JDU 14, Shiv Sena UBT 11, Shiv Sena 5, LJPRV 5, NCP SP 6, CPM 3, AAP 3.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Counting trends for all 543 Lok Sabha seats show NDA wins 2 seats and is leading in 294 seats, and INDIA bloc bags 1 seat and is leading in 227 seats. Candidates leading include Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Piyush Goyal, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla of the BJP, leaders Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma of Congress, and SP leader Akhilesh Yadav. Leaders trailing include Union Ministers Smriti Irani, L. Murugan and V. Muralidharan of BJP, Omar Abdullah of JK National Conference, and Mehbooba Mufti Sayed of PDP. In assembly elections, TDP sweeping Andhra Pradesh while BJP makes comfortable lead in Odisha. And Sensex crashes by over 4,000 points in afternoon trade. Nifty plunges by over 1,200 points in highly volatile trade. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.